We're on page 26, again, Simon Ches, and we're in the middle, I believe, of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, again, we're discussing the halachos of tzitzis, and the Machaber said you have to, and that's the halacha, you have to be wrapped, encased, wrapped, mi'utaf, in the tzitzis. So we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Dalet, that's what we're trying to get to, long Mishnah Berurah. So number one is we spoke about that, and this is going to be important for later, that when you wrap yourself, and you see people making this mistake, that when they do wrap themselves in the talus, when they first put on the talus on, now again, we'll talk today how you wrap yourself in the talus, but at Maisa, when you they're wrapped, they just wrap themselves and then take it apart right away, you know, put it down right away. So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, says that you have to remain wrapped in the talus for enough time to walk 4 amos. Now again, that's, I don't know, 8 feet, 7, 8 feet, not that much. But lemaisa, it's not a second. I don't know how long it takes to walk 8 feet. A couple of seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. I don't know. But lemaisa, people are not aware of that they have to, when they wrap themselves in the talus, they have to do so for a few seconds. And then we also discussed, again, this is a discussion of the Arizal, that the talus should cover the tefillin shel rosh. Now again, maybe to make this clear, now this is talking about, you put on the talus first, we'll talk about that, and then you put on your tefillin. Now again, you can't have anything under the tefillin. So we're talking about after you put on the shel rosh, do you pop the talus over your head? Right? So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down from the Arizal that, again, your head should be covered with the talus. And the talus should be so much on your head that it covers the shel rosh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then brought down, that we'll see later in Simon Chav Zion, that shouldn't cover the shel rosh completely. And as we discussed, because the pasuk says, "Varuko amayas kishem Hashem nikra lecha," we're going, we'll see that the name of Hashem is on you. Chazal say that's referring to tefillin. So there's an inyan, again, not the shel yad. The shel yad you can have completely covered, which a lot of people do, right? Cover with their, they don't have to, but again, cover with their shirt sleeve or jacket sleeve or something like that. But the shel rosh should be exposed somewhat. It should be exposed so it's seen. Okay. Now, let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, again, we're in the middle, so it's hard to describe. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Dalet. If you look in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Dalet, there's a Shar Atzion test, a little test. It says, Ein Sof Simen Chav Zayin, Dal Kopayim Lo Yechasek Megamrei. Right? That's his quote, where he cites Simon Chav Zion, where the Mishnah Berurah is going to say the halacha is going to say that the shel rosh should not be completely covered. Now here it comes, b'shas atifa, that when you're doing the atifa, the wrapping, how do you do it? Machasa rosho behatalis. You should cover your head with the talus, ad shem yagia ad piv, and you bring it so far forward. In other words, again, we're talking about when you're about to, we haven't made the bracha yet, but you're about to wrap yourself in the talus, so you take the talus all the way forward, enough so that it gets to your mouth, goes all the way to your lips. Some people kiss it, the edge of the talus, when it gets there, mashlich, and then you cast. Ko ha'arba tzitzios letzad small. Then again, you take the 4 tzitzis, they're in front of you, right? They're hanging in front of you, and then you, so in other words, you bring, those of you who are in Zoom, you bring the talus forward up to your lips. Now in front of you, you have the 4 tzitzis in your hand, all 4, We'll see about this later that all four, there should be two in front and two in back. But right now, you have all four in front of you, and then you cast them over your left shoulder, kedei hiloch arba amos. As I said before, and here the Mishnah Berurah says it very clearly, and you stay that way enough time that you could potentially walk four amos. So again, so you bring it forward, and then you have all four tzitzis in front, and then you put it over your left shoulder. Ve'achar kach, and after that, you've left it enough time to walk four amos, then yaser ha'tifa ad shal shal rosh yed niraksas, and then you put it down until, let's say you have the tefillin on, then you could see the tefillin. Ve'amed kol arba tzitzios al mekomo. And then, right, you had all four tzitzis together in front, and then you put over your shoulder, then you bring it down, and then you allow the four tzitzis to be in their proper place, which means, as we'll learn, that we'll learn this in Dalet, two tzitzis should be in front, and two tzitzis, like on the side or in back. I don't want, right, in the back, when we're talking about Talis Gadol. So you allow them to go back to their place. Back to their place again, meaning because I had them all in front. I had all four in front of me, cast them over my right, left shoulder, and then put it down. And then he says, "Kedis b'siv siv dalid v'zeu atifa shiotzim ba l'chule alma." And the Chafetz Chaim says that if you do it this way, you fulfill the mitzvah of ituf according to everyone. According to all opinions, v'lokam moshe noagim eza anashim shemoshkin hatalas al atzma atshemegia harosh lechatzi orach hatalas mesasim vo. And then the Mishnah Berurah decries a different way of doing it. Now it's very interesting. I don't really know how to describe it. Rav Moshe zeichon tzadik v'racha didn't do it this way. Rav Moshe, he wore the talis the regular way. He put it on top of his head. I never saw him do it, but I saw in MTJ, I saw Rav David Zeichon Tzadik V'racha actually do it this way. And then he took the tzitzis on his right, that were on the right side. So in other words, he's just wearing the talis, right? It's not folded over his shoulders. It's hanging down. And then he took the tzitzis that was in on the right side, and cast it over his, just not all four. Mishnah Berurah is saying you take all four and you put them over your left shoulder. Rav Moshe Zeichon Tzadik V'racha evidently did. The tzitzis were on his head. He had the talis over his head and hanging down. Then he took the corner, the front right corner, and he put it over his left shoulder. Put that over his left. Just that front right tzitzis and the corner over his left shoulder. That's all he did. I remember I saw Rabbi Luke Zeichon Tzadik V'racha. What he did is he told us once he learned in other yeshivas. Then later he came to Rav Moshe and never left from Rav Moshe. So when I saw him once putting on his talis, maybe more than once, I don't remember, but definitely once. And what he did is he did both. In other words, first he did the Mishnah Berurah way, all four in front, and then over the left shoulder, all four. Then he allowed it to come down. Then he picked up the corner, the tzitzis in the right corner, and then put it over his shoulder. He did both. He did both. So I never asked him why. I assume the reason was is that he started for many years doing like the Mishnah Berurah. Then he became a Talmud Rav Moshe. So, he wants to do like Rav Moshe. So I assume that. I never asked. But that's the story. So again, this is very, very important because you have to be mis'atef. You have to wrap yourself in the tzitzis. So again, these are the two possibilities. The Mishnah Berurah way, the Chofetz Chaim way, all four are in front of you and you cast them over your left shoulder. Or again, the Rav Moshe way that you have the talis on you and you cast just the front right tzitzis over your left shoulder. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, Dalet, Mashma v'Gemara Shabacher Hayamachaser Rosh Avitalis Afilu. Excuse me. Shabacher Lo Haya Machaser Rosh Avitalis Afilu Tamal Chacham. That a bacher, you know, meaning somebody who's not married, did not cover his head with a talis, even if he was a Tamal Chacham. So now again, we'll see about this later when we get to Siman Yud Zayin, Siv Katan Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, about the idea about someone who's not married wearing a talis. So you know there's different minhagim. So we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah later. Seems from the Mishnah Berurah that he advocated people who are not married wearing a talis, but you know that's not the Yekis do that. They do like the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody who's not married does not wear the talis over his head, but they wear a talis, right? Once they become bar mitzvah, even before they're married, they wear a talis. But you know that's not the minug. The minug is that again, there's different minhag. But a lot of people, the yeshivish, they don't wear a talis. Now the question is going to be, now we're saying the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is an ituf, right? So now the problem is, if let's say you have a guy who's not married, right, from bar mitzvah to whatever time, whatever age, so during all those years, how do you do the mitzvah of atifa with a talis katan, with a little pair of tzitzis, right, that we wear under our shirt? How do you do ituf? So now, again, the main mitzvah is ituf. So if you're not wearing a talis gadol, so then, and again, the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about this, so then this person is not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis in the classic, in the way it's supposed to be done, kal locha. Okay. Yashar Koach, everyone. We have to stop here. Yashar Koach, it was an amazing Kenai Nahar year learning Mishnah Berurah with you, and especially this year when we were Messiahim, another Machzor of learning Mishnah Berurah. Mirsa Hashem, we should continue in Tavshem Pei Beis, Kol Michael Chayon, continue our journey through the Mishnah Berurah. Yashar Koach, everyone. Ksiva Tova. La'ato Chaim Tova Mishalom.